For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. Law enforcement officials in Kentucky say there is increasing concern about prescription abuse in the Commonwealth. And the Stan Modlin reports one type of abuse involving medication prescribed to senior citizens is of particular concern.
Van Ingram is the executive director of the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy. He says some senior citizens are having their prescription medication stolen by people who are selling or abusing the pills.
The large majority of young people that first start their first use of a controlled substance prescription drug usually comes from a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, some type of family member where the child has gone in to the medicine cabinet, you know, and taken something out that they're curious about. So it's a real source of diversion, and it's something we need to educate our seniors about.
However, Ingram stresses that it's not just family members who are stealing some of the medications.
We have heard that burglaries, scam situations where people try to scam their way into your house to use the restroom, use the phone, that type of thing, and then search for controlled substances. You know, you got to remember that opiate addiction comes with a severe withdrawal, and people will go to great lengths to avoid that withdrawal, including the kind of criminal behavior that we're talking about. So we feel it's important for seniors not to advertise, not to talk about what medications they're on, to make sure they're secure.
Ingram says some meetings have been taking place in Kentucky this week to help address this issue.
As a matter of fact, we're meeting, my office and Operation Unite are meeting with the Home Health Care Providers Association in Kentucky to do some education to the populations that they serve. Because a lot of times I think people have these medications in their home and don't realize the value, the street value they have, and the potential problems they cause.
Ingram says in some situations, certain seniors may be hesitant to admit that their medications have been stolen.
Well, I think those situations call for some law enforcement involvement. Law enforcement can not only assist the senior in the investigation, but can assist them with securing their medications, doing some education on that, and disposal of medications that aren't being used anymore. These are all things we need to look at. If we're not taking a medication anymore, a narcotic, there's this propensity to, well, I might need that in the future, so I'll just hang on to it, which is really not a good decision. To self-prescribe yourself drugs for a later problem, you need to go back to your physician if you have later problems. So those are the kind of things we need to educate our not just our seniors, but our entire population about.
And the executive director of the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy says some law enforcement strategies have already been shifting to help deal with this issue.
Yeah, I think there already is some effort to educate people from the law enforcement community. We have nearly 100 drop boxes around the state that are at police departments and sheriff's departments where people can get rid of unused medication safely and effectively. So law enforcement is involved in that process as well as local education on the issue.
Ingram says many of the people who steal and abuse medications from other people don't realize how deadly it can be to mix those products.
Well, you know, we talk a lot about drug overdoses in this state, but a more effective term is really drug toxicity. The overdose cases that come through the medical examiner's office are almost always polydrug. There are a number of substances on board that lead to that drug fatality. So it's not just the amount of one substance you're taking, but what does that happen in combination with things like alcohol or other prescription drugs? So those are issues that we need to expand on our education to the public about.
Van Ingram is the executive director of the Kentucky Office of Drug Control Policy. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.